Keep it locked. It's the A-Square Podcast. That's right. That's right. That's right.
What up, baby?
Hey, this is K Kemp, and you rocking with the A-Square Podcast.
Be sure to click and subscribe.
Cornbread.
What up, dog? DJ A-Ron. A-Square Podcast.
With information on it.
Tricks to the trade.
Make sure you subscribe and share.
Also, turn those notifications on to the podcast.
Always keep your shoes by your feet.
By your feet. It's the Cornbread.
What's going on, people? It's your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother live and in person, man. We here, man. It's the A-Square Podcast. And, man, it's always a great thing when we link up actually in person, bro. It changes the pod, don't it, man?
No, it don't.
It changes the pod. It makes us both who we really are.
And, who are we? Who are we?
Whoever they want us to be. Well, yeah, man, we here, episode 192 of the A-Square Podcast, man. Antonio, how you doing, man?
I'm great, man. Appreciate you coming to bless the house, man. You know, like I said, it's great when we get together. We got some things in the works. Stay tuned, bro. Stay tuned. We working on some stuff, but it's going to be a good weekend, man. Good weekend.
I want to talk to you about a couple different things, man. On the trip here, I noticed some things I didn't notice in the past, bro. I kind of be in my own world when I'm traveling. I listen to my music. I'm not paying attention to nothing or nobody. I'm just in my own world, right? On the way here, I start noticing. I'm like, who are these people? I'm looking around. Don't nobody look normal, bro. Nobody looks normal.
What's normal? What do you mean? Talk to the people.
I saw giraffes. These chicks with these lashes, bro, like, this wild to me how big these lashes are. I don't know if it's like a fad or if it's something that's going on. Ladies, y'all got to break that down to us. Please let us know what it is because it looks crazy to me. Yeah. Then as I'm looking around, everybody got BBLs. Botox, ain't none of this moving when they talk. It's stuck.
It's a three head. They ain't got a forehead no more. It's a three head.
It's a three head. It's crazy. So then I turn around and I look over here. And I'm sure y'all done seen the little clip of the dude. Every time he take a sip of something, he see something crazy again. That's how I was looking around. See a dude, he got whole drawn on hair, bro. All of it. It's like a little bit of regular hair back here. And it's just drawn on, painted hair.
So no showers.
Wet waves.
No showers.
I don't know how he did it.
It'd be...
He put the shower cap on.
But it's so interesting because the people that look to me, which is like how you were born, right? Those people are between the ages of 30 and up. All the rest of the people, like 30 and below, like that I was seeing, it's all enhancements, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know. I want to get your take on it. What's going on? Like, I mean, I know that, you know, the BBLs was the thing, you know, to do, and obviously somebody like it, you know what I'm saying? So what do you think it is with all these enhancements, man? What are we going to look like in 10 years from now?
I think it's a lot of self-hate, bro. Self-hate. I think, so to me, I guess when we were growing up, you know, when people got, let's say, fake boobs, right? It's because of either breast reduction, because, you know, it hurts the women's backs or whatever that is, right? It could be a history of breast cancer, so it's more medical why people do breast reductions. Breast enhancements, it used to be because, let's say, they had multiple kids and they're sag now or whatever that is, right? Cool. If you ain't got none of those scenarios... And you're like, okay, and I'm about to go get this bag out here. Let me go get some extra boobs. Like, come on, bro. Like, I understand that might attract certain men that you're looking for, but that's not, the divorce rate is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
So obviously, just having extra boobs.
How long we been saying the divorce rate?
Since marriage was legal.
It's been at all.
I guarantee you, the first people who got married is divorced. I put it up, and that was what, 03, 04? I'm talking about the year, 03.
1902.
No, not 19 nothing. 02, the second year of Earth.
02 of
the
Earth.
First people who got married, I guarantee they got divorced. Guarantee. So it's like, you know, that might get you whatever goal, short-term goal that you're looking for with a man, attention. Even, you know, men out there, like you said, getting the fake hairline and all that stuff.
The abs. I didn't know that the abs. I didn't know that was a thing.
Biceps. People getting.
I didn't know that was a thing for a while. I didn't know, because, you know, you when you look at a dude, you just, you know what I'm saying, either you on roids or you on some type of enhancements or whatever. But now, I guess for a while they just been going and getting their body done, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a short-term win, right? To make you feel good about yourself, which is fine, but you also are altering your body. You know what I'm saying? And then now, whoever you got or whoever you with, that don't mean that the person that's coming, they might like you just for that now. They don't like you for who you are, your personality, your family, your kids, your occupation, none of that.
Like, oh, dude, I was reading this story about this this model. She was with her boyfriend, I believe, probably like 10 years, and she ended up having some type of severe, like her body was like attacking itself. Yeah. So she ended up in a wheelchair. She paralyzed. And he literally, within the year of her doing that, was like, I can't do it no more. You know what I'm saying? And he ended up leaving her, but she was a model. So when she was a model, it was all good. It was cool. Right, right. But now, did you ever really love the person to begin with? Sure. Or did you love what you was looking at?
For sure.
And I think that's what...
And I'm glad you highlighted that, right? This isn't just a woman situation. Right. This is a human situation, right? Men are shady. Men do crazy things. Men are obviously look at what you look like. So they're encouraging this too,
yeah.
Right? It's right. Like, no, I only like the girls with the BBL. So it's forcing people to try to go get those high profile men that like BBLs. But then they don't date them. Right. They don't marry them. They don't have kids with them. And if they do, they still leave. So, right. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's funny how you said all that, because over the past couple of days, my phone didn't work, bro. What's
Being
up? What's up with AT&T, bro? AT&T, come on, man. We got to do better. It was a shortage out there, or a wire issue with all AT&T people, bro. So.
And so it turns out that it was not just AT&T.
Really?
So it was okay. Verizon. It was everybody. And they said everybody except Cricket.
And then,
Cricket was up. Cricket was up.
What's the one, Blackberry? Oh, yeah, Blackberry, the Nextel? Yeah.
You know,
Nextel?
Guess who got a Blackberry, bro?
Nextel Fire.
Guess who still got a Blackberry?
Who? Your pops?
Don't do that.
Father's Day episode 3 is all the way, but he ain't going to be in it. Eminem.
Oh, really?
He still got his Blackberry. And if low-key, if the service was still there, I probably have one too, bro. I miss my Blackberry. But yeah, service is out. People was losing their mind, bro. What was some of the tweets or what was some of the stuff that you was hearing or seeing people say?
Nothing.
Because when they use the Wi-Fi, obviously, you could use that, but.
Yeah, so Samsung just got Wi-Fi calling. They were behind the ball, like iPhones, right? So even if you had an Apple AT&T, you were good. But I've had Samsung forever and an Android. So I didn't even have my Wi-Fi calling turned on because it's just I was used to it not being on, right? So I wasn't getting anything. So people text me on my iPhone, hey, did you get my message? Which I'm like, I just got your message now, like, what's up? But when everything went back active about for me it was like 5 p.m Eastern, I just got flooded with messages from people hitting me up, even social media messages.
Really?
You know, TikTok, Instagram, somebody sent me a couple pictures, text message. I don't even know if I had missed calls. So that could be a real serious situation for somebody who only has one phone and they're waiting. Let's say a doctor's supposed to call them or their kid's supposed to call them, right? Like, they could put them in a bad spot, bro. So
bring back the landlines, baby. Bring back the landlines.
But that shows how, like, it could get real.
No,
communication.
No,
you shut down communication.
Sure
you shut
sure
down communication, bro. It's a wrap.
And then here's the thing. I think me and you, we can handle that. I don't. If my phone is off, I can figure it out.
Yeah.
You talking about the generation G? What are they? Z, right? What is this?
Generation 2. I don't know.
Whatever the new generation is, they gonna die, bro. They're not gonna know what to do. And I think that's what I was seeing. My phone never went off. So I had complete service the whole time. And I was just seeing everybody saying, yeah, AT&T. But like I said, again, it ended up being a bunch of different companies. Okay, cool. But like they was in an uproar. Like they was trying to figure this out. They didn't know what to do, which leads me back to the movie Leave the World Behind, bro. What if everything shuts off? I think that we are the last of the breed that will be able to at least know how to survive outside of like the people that are older than us. Cause I just don't believe that people, you know, under 28, well, they're gonna be in a frenzy, bro. It's gonna be crazy.
And I'll even take a step further. It might not even be surviving. We just won't panic. Right? We might not even know how to survive it, but we're not going to panic. You know what I'm saying? We'll figure it out. And let's say it don't work. We tried.
Yeah.
We're not going to panic. I think the lower generations, like you said, they're going to panic because unlike the girl in Leave the World Behind, the smaller generation, she didn't panic. Right. She was calm. She just wanted to finish her show, right? But I'm sure they're going to be like that.
It ain't a lot of them.
Yeah, that's the minority. And then, which segues to another glitch. Did you hear about the, let me ask you first before I get into the story. If you win the lottery, what's the process? What you gonna do when you win the lottery?
Take the bulk.
So if it's $1 billion, you're taking the bulk.
Absolutely.
So that'll be what, maybe 500 million?
Right.
Probably, okay, all right. Now what's next? What's you got any plans?
So after that, I would immediately go to my financial advisor that I have. I have a few people that I could, you know what I'm saying, connect with, but I'm gonna be all the way 100. I'm leaving everything in the house and we out, bro.
Right.
So I'm on the first, as soon as I can think of where we can go just to get away, because I need to get away from everything and everybody. Right. I think everybody has these perfect steps, but I need to separate from everything. So I'm gonna take the funds that I do have right now, because those hundreds of millions or whatever, that ain't coming in 30 minutes. Like, that's not how, I'm sure that's not how it works. Let me get the hell out of Dodge, and then I'll start the process of figuring it out. That's kind of how I would do it.
I like that. Any specific places you might want to go? You said you're leaving. Like, is that going next state or out the country?
It would be 100%
out of the country. And I'm sure it would be down to Mexico. I'm sure it would be down to Mexico. I'm 100% positive.
For me, yeah. I will take the bulk as well. Then, like you said, get your affairs in order, right? Like, of financial advisors, lawyers, things that you can do and can't do, because obviously this is life-changing money.
I think we all say the same.
Right.
Stuff,
like, I would move too. Right. I would move as well. I would pay some people off too. You know, it could be $5. It doesn't matter.
Hey.
I would figure out the people that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying, get them some money, and then that's a wrap. I got some other stuff that I'm not going to say on here that I would do, but people would, if that's life changing, right? So that's a whole, okay, this just happened. Now I got to rethink everything in my life. My plans have changed, right? So there's an individual that, this is where the glitch comes, an individual in New York. He's suing the lottery company. So apparently he played the numbers, right? Whatever numbers, it could have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Powerball 9 or whatever it is. He plays it. He watches that night what the numbers are, and the numbers were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Powerball 8, whatever, or 9, or whatever it was, right? It was his numbers. So he just won $340 million. Let me get that in order. Let me do this.
I'm not going to sleep.
He went in to cash it. They said what they showed on film wasn't the actual numbers. So he's like, well, what does that mean to me? Like, that don't make any sense. So I guess there was a glitch where they either showed a wrong taping or that was a different time of the numbers. So he's suing the company right now.
I'm going to stop you right now.
Talk to me.
Because I got you.
That's terrible.
But see, what you're not understanding is you already went to the next process. We in the process. Let's talk about where we are right now. They better start calling security, because listen, there's a video going around right now. This lady that's in the salon, and she's sitting there, black lady in the salon, and she's, I don't know the backstory or nothing. That's why I'm getting straight to the point. This is me. She said, you see my hand is shaking. She said, you don't like it when I get mad.
She's the Hulk.
She stood up. And when she stood up, she let people know what time it was. You know what I'm saying? Listen, what was on the screen is what's going to be paid. I don't know who lawyer got to come out.
Like, imagine that, bro.
No, they got.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
340.
They'll probably settle.
But let's say they settle for $5 million, which that's great too. But it's like, come on, bro. 340? On your mistake? On your mistake, bro. Like, that's terrible.
And then how does that mistake happen?
I've never heard of that. No, because I think it just came out maybe a week or two ago. That's why I was bringing it up here, that I'm like, what? How does that even happen? Like, if I'm watching the Super Bowl, this year's Super Bowl, I'm not watching last year's Super Bowl. Like, no. This is like, what other numbers are you drawing for this Mega Millions?
That's why I keep telling y'all the lottery is fake, bro. We ain't never seen nobody to win. Every time somebody win, they say there is a winner. You ain't never heard no interview. Ain't nobody. The only people that you hear that won was on Oprah. They go on Oprah and they be like, yeah, I hit the lottery and I lost everything and da da da. And then I won again and I lost it all again. Like, no, that's what I'm saying. That's cap, bro. Like, I don't believe that, man. I'm always going to play. But because I feel like they one day they're going to give it to somebody outside of Hispanic. One day they gonna give it to somebody black. They gotta get it. Why not be me? Cause every time I play, I watch it, right? This my go-to. I get some Cheetos.
When you watch what?
When I watch to see the numbers.
You act like this is like the Super Bowl, like an event. This is an event for you, bro?
I watch it on WCIA Champagne News. That's the only time I turn it on. I want to see it how it's supposed to be seen. I know everybody got the apps and everybody got, I want to see it how it's supposed to be. I get a Cheeto.
This dude watching this shit like it's a series finale, bro. This is wild.
They're like, the winner was found in California. I turn it off.
Texas,
California. It's always there, bro. Or some Florida.
Florida.
So I'm like, bro, I don't know why people in New Hampshire would play. You not playing a cut.
That's true. South Dakotas. No Dakotas. Yeah.
None of that.
No Iowas.
No, it ain't none of that.
Yeah, you're right.
You know exactly. If you want to hit the lotto, you better go to California, Texas, Florida.
Yeah, because it's based off of the numbers. It doesn't matter about your life or who you are. It's the numbers.
And I still makes
no sense.
Because even if it's like, let's say 500 million, sometimes they've said this is the largest amount. Okay, well, we've contributed all that money. Is that the pot or what is, like, how does that even work?
And, I don't know. That's a good question. And how do we know the money that you contributed actually goes to that pot, right? Like, if I'm a gas station,
right,
and I'm like, man, y'all, ain't none of y'all finna win.
They get something out of it. I think but, gas
but,
station.
Yeah, but that's if you win.
Yeah.
But what if I know ain't none of y'all finna win? Because now, if you come to me and say, hey, I want numbers 1 through 8, Powerball 9,
right,
and I take your $2, those numbers don't come up. How do you know that I gave that $2 to this company?
And because it's an enhancement.
I don't know, bro.
It's self-hate, bro.
It is, bro. I mean, but that's a great question. Like, where's the auditing in this, right? Or, like, how do we know?
It's cap.
Damn. That's tough, man.
Yeah, it definitely is a lot going on. I do not think we had time last time. I think the All-Star game was coming on. I do want to talk about that for a quick minute. I know a lot of people are in an uproar about the All-Star game and the All-Star weekend in general. Let's start out by saying this. I understand why they put the All-Star game in Indianapolis. They call that the Mecca of basketball, you know what I'm saying? But let's be clear, while it is basketball, like a nation, heaven, and all that, it's on the college side, like, let's be honest, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like how Texas is with football and the youth and, you know what I'm saying, and building them up. That's where all the best players come from, got it. That is not an all-star city, bro. I really don't believe, I don't think that's number one.
And what he's about to say, shout out to Indiana, though. Absolutely. Indiana is a great place to stay, a great place to visit.
One of the most underrated places ever.
It's the birth of the Ku Klux Klan, so obviously stay away from them. They be wilding. Indy 500. Obviously, the Colts are there. So Indiana is a great place to, like, a great weekend to visit. But like you said, a magnitude like that, it is. There's 50 other cities that are greater.
Yeah.
Hosts.
I would say so because, like, you got to think, bro. The baddies wasn't coming to Indianapolis, bro.
How you know? Were you there?
I wasn't there.
How you know?
The front row.
They were in the back.
The first eight rows.
They were still in the hotel.
And that's why they went out and scored 100 points. They didn't give a shit.
They had too much energy.
So
the baddies there, the energy go down.
I'm trying to help the All-Star game with my theories of what I think.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
You could, if they had it in L.A., come on, bro. First eight rows, nothing but enhancements.
Atlanta,
nothing but giraffes.
BBL.
Giraffes, BBL.
It's up.
Miami?
Oh, my God.
Oh my! Talk about the divorce rate.
New York,
it's up. And I'm not even just saying like the weather for the weather. Yes, for the weather, all that is great. But even if it wasn't New York, you talk about the Garden.
Come on, man. Facts.
It's different.
Saturday Night Live.
Come on, it's different.
All that. You're right.
So I think the destination was different, and I think the players just. I didn't feel no energy going into it to begin with. To be honest, like usually. Growing up, you know, we used to watch, the All-Star was a great time because number one, we know trade season, bro. People are getting traded. And then after all the trade season, everything happening right there, now you got the All-Star, you got the dunk contest, three-point contest, all that. So let's talk about the festivities. Did you catch some stuff?
I did. I watched most of it. I didn't watch.
So we start with the first.
Was the skills challenge? Or no, so that's what I'm saying. So I didn't watch Friday.
So the skills.
I watched some of the skills. Then I watched the three-point. I watched Curry and Ionescu.
Yeah.
And then I watched the slam dunk.
Okay.
So you want to talk about the...
So skills competition, I watched a little bit of it. They should never do that again. I don't understand how y'all ain't got skills. Like, it's running cones and throwing the ball through. Like, we're missing... the fundamentals of basketball, bro. They don't have it. They have all the athletic ability in the world, but they don't have the fundamentals. You know, the ability to make a simple bounce pass, they're losing it.
And they said the same thing about the NFL too, right? Like of how to better the Pro Bowl, right? Like have a 40-yard dash and see who's the fastest,
yeah,
right?
I agree.
Like that would be great.
Who
would throw the furthest? Or have a one-on-one, the best corner versus best receiver, and have a tournament, right?
Yeah.
So people bring up for basketball having a 1-on-1v1 tournament,
yes.
Right? That might enhance the skills competition. Or they say everybody loves the 3-point, so they said don't because you don't get. Any loss in productivity in the skills. I mean, not skills, in the three-point.
Right.
Everybody comes to play. And then the Curry and Ionescu three-point, that was great too.
He won the three-point contest, and then Curry, because Curry was not in that, just to be clear. So Curry was not in the three-point contest. He faced the best three-point shooter
in the WNBA. Yep.
Yes.
But I don't understand why she couldn't be in the...
And that's another part of it. Like, just put it all together.
Put it together.
But I get why they try to do the best and the best, but still, like, Curry wasn't, he wasn't playing with them.
He had 29, or 29, not, yeah, I mean, you
he
right.
He already cooked y'all. He been cooking y'all for 10 years.
For his whole career, he the number one.
Yeah, so he wasn't worried about Dame time, even though that's my man.
So I really appreciate them bringing the female flair into this, right? But this is why it's a problem, because we're making it a thing.
Yes.
Combine them. These females out here are cookers, bro.
Put them in the skills.
Put them in the skills. Put them in, like, why not? Like, they're struggling. The WNBA is struggling. Stop making stuff subcategories. No, put her in the 3-point. Second and third is, hey, she got second or third. Great. Not she would have got that. No, why'd you, if the rules are she still got to shoot from the 3-point contest, but she's going to use smaller balls, I don't care. Cool.
But she used regular.
No, she used WNBA ball.
I thought she used the regular ball.
Mm-mm. So that was the only difference. She got to use the same WNBA balls, but she had to shoot from the NBA three.
Range.
Oh, right, because it's a little bit shorter in the WNBA. So,
okay.
No, let her cook. I mean, there's some, you see Caitlin Clark cooking every day. So there is some enhancements in that.
Yeah.
Slam dunk contest, ass water.
Jaylen Brown, you bring your ass right here, bro. Don't you ever, ever dunk the ball again in a game. You can never dunk the ball again in a game.
And he a high flyer, too. That's crazy.
I want you to do the basic layup. I want you to do the basic, right hand, underhand, up and under. I want you to do it all. Do not ever dunk again. That was the most disrespectful. Thank you for entering it.
Yes.
Because the problem
you're a
is
superstar.
That he's played as a superstar.
First max contract.
$300 million, and you enter this, salute. I appreciate that. But my man, we watched Blake Griffin jump over cars We watched people get jumped. Ball balls get jumped over.
Didn't Nate Robinson jump over Shaq?
Jumped over Dwight Howard.
Probably was both. Like, because he was in it multiple years. So,
bro, you're right. Like, we've
seen amazing things before, and those aren't even the greatest things anymore. The whole jumping over the people. Bro, you brought in a guy who was 5'2.5" and told him to sit down, which means that now he's 1'3". And you jumped over him to do the D Brown, and you didn't even do the D Brown, bro. You got down and
dabbed,
dunked it, and then closed your eyes. Come on, bro.
Don't ever do that again.
Yeah,
don't
we gotta do better.
No.
We gotta do better.
We got Macaulay Culkin won the dunk contest 2 years in a row. He's not even on the NBA team, bro. He's in the G League. You know, it's just embarrassing. It's all around embarrassing to me as a fan of the game to see this stuff. Let me get your thoughts.
Everything you said, I concur, bro. I don't know. I don't know how we can make it better. We do have some solutions on A Square Podcast, and I got a solution for something that they could do in our next part.
And I'll get mine.
So I got a solution for the next part that we're going to talk about, the All Star Game, not for the slam dunk contest. I think open it up. Either make the best. First off, there's no star power. If you got LeBron, if you got Westbrook, if you got who's some more high flyers? Zion. Ja Morant. If you put these, and he's a shooter. Put these people who dunk, who have 45-inch verticals, in, like, it's like part of their contract. Make it so that you get that. If that's not gonna happen, then open it up, bro.
To the world.
Make it either a G League thing, where the best people get a G League contact.
I think that's what Stephen A. Smith was saying.
So then, based off of their G League contract, they can enter the slam dunk contest, right? Because obviously we just opened up to G League, right? That's how we got McClunkin. So have it for the world, best dunkers. You get a 10-day contract for the G League during All-Star weekend.
Just give them the bag, bro. Like, a regular person on the street, some of these regular people on the streets are serious hoopers. You know what I'm saying? Then you got people that do these dunks for a living. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen this. Like, okay, all right, we know you can't make it to the NBA, but instead of giving you that 10-day contract or whatever, here goes $1.5 million. That's the pot. Like, that's the game. That's the number one. You know what I'm saying? That's if you win it, $1.5. If you lose, like, you know, take it down a little bit, 1, 2, and 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be a way to do it. I don't think these players are getting paid so much that I don't think you can give an incentive for them to do something extra at this point. And what I don't want to hear, bro, is, well, we not playing like that. We not going head on. We ain't going hard because we don't want to get hurt. I don't want to hear that, bro. I don't want to hear that because in the history of All-Star Game, I don't remember nobody getting hurt.
Ever.
Magic Johnson, they were trying to fight each other. What are y'all talking about? Everybody keep talking about they don't want to get hurt. I think that's all cap. And I think, again, you know, when we used to watch the All-Star Game, they weren't making nearly as much as they are now. Right. So even though they did get extra to win, you know, win the game or whatever the case may be, like, I watched this interview, and it was Kevin Garnett talking about how Kobe was when he first came in to the All-Star game. And he was like, man, he was nervous his first year. But then after that 2, 3, and 4, we was talking shit to the East. You know what I'm saying? Now we finna get these old heads out of here. Like, and we was going at it because that was the competitive nature that the older people was teaching them. Now, they finna beat up on us. They'd be like, nah, we finna beat up on y'all now, you know? But now, everybody's made, well, these players in the All-Star game are max contract people or on the verge to being a max person, right?
Right.
So they're already getting between $150 and $300 million. What's going to make them play harder? I don't think you giving them $500,000 is, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that's the key. I really think they should just scrap it, bro. Do a 3-on-3 tournament. You know, perhaps something like that, because putting that product on the floor is trash. We ain't never seen two players on the same court that don't give a damn, like Luka and Joker.
And Joker, yeah.
They
was best friends out there.
Did not care about this game.
So, I'll go over a couple solutions that people talked about that I heard about, and then I'll go into my solution, what I think will help it, right? So, somebody said, why don't you take the first 12 people based off of votes who would have made the All-Star team, and then take the next 12 people who are the All-Star snubs, have them play a team, and then you put those teams together, right? Because now that's the people who are like, bro, I should have made it on that team. Now let's go out there and compete, right? That's one somebody's solution. Another solution was make it USA versus the world, right? Because that takes out Giannis, Joker, Luka, a lot of great players, but then you still have LeBron, AD, Kevin Durant, all them, all, you know, and then that might create the
some buzz,
right? My solution is, no matter what you come up with,
that's racist though, bro.
Explain.
Well.
How, you got Embiid over there?
Go ahead. I'm going to let you name some people.
Yeah, you got Embiid. You had
great, the GOAT, the best.
Ingram. Is Ingram from Canada? One of those are from
the
Canada.
The best of the best is on
Giannis.
One side. All from different countries, right?
Right.
And then you got niggas.
So no, nobody white in America from
niggas,
basketball would make it.
You got niggas? No, hell no. What white player on the team right now? It's two white people that are playing the All-Star game. They both from overseas, bro. You going to bring back J.J. Redick? See, this is the conversation, guys, that we the people don't want to have. The white people are taking over football now. You got McCaffrey? If they get one bad boy that's a quarterback and he shut down Tariq Hill, bro, we're going to have a problem.
They take
it's a white boy out there in Texas right
that's
now.
That's crazy.
4-1 right now.
4-1, that's insane.
I'm saying, dog.
So my solution to make it better is you had Cat scoring 50 points, right, and they lost. You have Damian Lillard and half of the other team just chucking up half-court shots. Yes, they made them. Phenomenal.
It's
incredible how the clip that they make these is insane.
Amazing.
But like you said, there's no defense. Nobody cares, right? So to me, my solution of how to make it better for the MVP is count everything. I would make blocks 5 points to the vote. Steals,
like a voting
4 system?
Points.
No. It's a point system.
Okay.
So if you get a block in that game, it's worth 5 points.
Oh.
You get a steal, it's worth 4 points.
Now it's going to be 950 points.
But no. Not in the totality of the score of who's going to win MVP.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Right? All right? So if I get a block, that's 5 points.
Right.
Steal, 4 points, because this is value in defense.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Rebounds, 2 points, offense or defense. You get rebounds, 2 points. And then obviously your points is worth 1 point. So you have somebody like Cat who had 50 points and had no other things. So his tally would be 50 points.
Right.
If I get 3 or 4 blocks, that's 20 points right there without even me scoring.
I like it.
So now that evens up the people, the lower people who are trying. They're out there hustling, getting steals, rebounds, blocks, everything like that. So now when we look at who's MVP, it's not just who scored the most points on the winning team, bro. No. Who did the most totality to help us win? Aaron, he had 200 points, but he only had 20 points in reality, but all his other stats. So to me, that's how I would score the MVP. It's not just giving it to the most points. But
I like that, man. I think that's dope. I got one I think that would be even better and more entertaining.
Okay.
So you know how tug of war is very competitive, obviously, right? Let's do it like this. We're going to keep the East. We're going to keep the West. So I would put Ja Morant at the 50-yard line of the court with a gun. That's what I would do. Every time your team score, you get points. Every time they score, it's just going to go back and forth. And then whoever wins, the loser gets shot by Ja Morant. That's what's gonna happen. So you gotta play to the death. Somebody's gonna die.
It's a squid game.
Yeah.
Squid All-Star game. Squid All-Star game.
Ja Morant right there. And every time y'all dance, he hits the Dougie or something. go ahead. Sorry.
Him and John Wall. John Wall hit the dunker.
John Wall. We got to figure out a way to make this more entertaining. The point is, that's kind of where I'm going with it, man. It's really scoring 200 points. I mean, that's cool, but when y'all just leaving the lane wide open, that's trash, bro.
That's funny. So let's switch subjects real quick, man. So back in our single days, DJ, this is what we're going back to, bro. Text messages and conversations that we've had with the opposite sex.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Follow me. They came out with a list of top 10 female threats in responses.
Okay.
Let's get it. So back in our single days, man, what were some responses that you was like, oh, this ain't good. What I'm reading?
It's not good.
What's something that you go back and be like, oh, shit.
One of the ones that always happens is with an iPhone, if you're in a conversation with somebody and you see the three dots come up,
yep,
and then they disappear, and you see them come back up, and they disappear again, you know it's up. Don't even look at the phone. Don't even look at the phone, because a book is coming.
Fact.
A book is coming. And you want to know my response to the book? Because you said, what they?
Right.
I read the first three words. After that, I'm not reading shit.
You can say, okay.
I'm not reading no book at all. Not reading that.
Yeah, so remember like the old flip phones, the T9s? Oh, yeah. So your screen was real little. So if I look and see that you filled up the screen,
yeah,
it doesn't even matter what I read. I'm not, it's not good. It's not good what I'm about to see.
No.
If they say, okay.
Yeah, that sucks.
That okay?
Yeah.
Off of something that they need to respond to?
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
But they came out with the top 10
okay.
of responses that are threats from chicks, all right? So number 10 is, you know what? I say, oh, shit, here we go. Number 9 is, oh, okay. That's what we just talked about. Number 8 is, why would I be mad? You know they mad. What? Why would I be mad? Number 7, do what you want.
That's not good.
Number 5 is, oh, I'm sorry. Number 6 is, I just think it's funny how.
Oh, that's the one.
That's your number one right there?
That's
your
one. I just find it funny.
I just find it funny how.
Yeah.
Number 5, do you.
That's tough.
That's a breaker right there. Yeah. Do you. Number 4, excuse me.
That's a black woman response. Right there. That's a black woman response.
Number 3 is no worries. And they give you
that
hair shake, like, no worries. Number 2, it's all good. And let's say they dap you up.
They
Or if they put the, it's all good, dot, dot, dot. Ooh, that's it right there. That's the one.
And then number 1, all time,
yeah.
Have fun. You can't never have fun.
No.
You can never have fun, man. So I thought that was pretty cool that they came up with that list.
Yeah,
bro.
Man, that's crazy. So, all of them I heard before.
All of them bad.
There ain't one on the list that I have not had. And it's never been good.
All of them bad.
It's never been good.
Facts.
Hey, it's another list going around, bro. Okay. Now, I don't know how accurate this is, but I want to read y'all this meme that's been going around. That I think is very interesting. It's called an income group. So it says poor to near poor in today's society, if you make $32,000 or less, you are considered broke. Lower middle class to very poor, $32,000 to $53,000 a year. So if you make in between that, you're very poor.
And that's just one, well, I guess one or two incomes. Yeah, you're right.
In today's world, it's ugly. Even two. It's not good.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah, that's actually worse.
Middle class, 53 to 106, you are upper poor.
Damn, 106 is upper poor.
Then it says upper middle class, 106 to 373 is considered surviving, bro.
Nah, that's wild.
I'm going to read the last one. Rich, you are making 373 and up is considered middle class in today's world.
Impossible. That's now, bananas.
Now, let's just think about it for a minute. In today's world, $100,000 ain't much, bro. It's really not. I mean, you're doing good. You're doing good for yourself or whatever the case may be. But if you think of what the price, you would have to live like how you and I kind of live. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not flashy, you know what I'm saying? Flashy people. But the world ain't like that. And I think that's what these numbers are based upon, because everybody wants more. Everybody wants to look like they're making so much more. So therefore they're spending a whole lot more. And I think that's how this list is coming out.
So I think one thing that list does not have, and I can't even argue on either side of the other, right? If those are the numbers, those are the numbers.
Yeah.
But there's no perspective in those numbers.
That's the thing.
What's rich?
What's considered rich, right?
We grew up in a 2-3-bedroom house, roaches, rats, power's getting turned off. Right.
Diddy said he had 15 roaches on his face, which would explain how he didn't see what he was doing. Now, if y'all had to swept them roaches off Diddy's face, Cassie would have never... Let me stop, bro.
But now if I don't have that, I feel like I'm coming up, right? I'm middle class to me in my brain. I'm rich. I don't need those numbers. Like I said, I've said this plenty of times on this podcast. I've been to poor countries.
Yeah.
Where they're singing, dancing, laughing. Are they poor?
Well, I told you about
are
the
they rich?
Trip.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
They
right.
Was up there, those people
in the mountains
in the
and
jungle.
Stuff in the jungle. Yeah.
The lady told me she can see everything down there. You know what we, you know, what I'm saying, what we doing. Like, they go to certain places, they can see everything. It's beautiful, right? But she said they never go down there. They said they don't have a reason to. Like, this is their home. This is their village. This is, you know, where they live. And she was just like, and we're happy.
That's what I'm saying. So are they poor?
No, I think they're rich in spirit. They rich in happiness.
And I think that goes back to the very first subject that you brought up. Uh-huh. It's the self-hate, right?
Yeah.
It's the BBLs and the plastic surgery and all that stuff, right? Because they feel like they're not valued. They feel like they're not rich inside.
They need
those numbers,
yeah,
to feel like they're rich.
Right.
So they can have those numbers.
And then they kill themselves.
Fuck those numbers, man.
Then they kill themselves.
Speaking of money, did you see that Capital One bought out Discovery?
What you think about that?
Discovery, man. I like it. I think, I don't know how it's going to impact. So they bought Discovery for $35 billion. So I'm sure if you do have Capital One, you're going to start getting, let's say, more lounges, more benefits on certain things, because I'm sure they'll merge whatever... awards and
benefits.
All that stuff, benefits and all that stuff together, right? Like they'll cherry pick some stuff that Discover does great. Discover, if you own Discovery in the stock, right? Like their stock went up a little bit before they get bought out. That usually happens. But I like it. I just don't know. I have Capital One, so we'll see what does that mean?
What you get right.
Right? Yeah. What does it mean? Okay. Are they trying to compete with American Express, or are they trying to compete with somebody else, or are they trying to take over the game? I don't know what the play is, but I thought it was pretty interesting. So I don't even know if Discover, I have a Discover card too. Does that mean I can't use the Discover now? I got to switch over or what? I don't know. So questions to come out. What you think?
I think that we're getting ready to go through a real transition in the world, bro. What I mean by that is that I think that very soon, probably like in the next 10 or 15 years maybe, there will probably only be three major credit cards.
And that's going to be it.
So you think Visa, Chase, American Express, Capital One, else? Who you think?
Yeah, like I think it's just going to be like the American Express. Like obviously you got Capital One. I'm talking about just the companies, not going
like a bank or anything.
Gotcha,
like,
gotcha.
I'm talking about just the companies alone.
Okay.
I think that it's only going to be like three of them. And then I think that with the way people are living right now, people are not living off of capital. They're living off of credit.
Off of debt. Yes.
Debt. And I think that we're getting to a point where it probably will only be a few major banks out there. I cannot see for the life of me Bank of America being around for that much longer. I don't see it. I do see, obviously, like, there's going to be Chase. And if Wells Fargo keeps, you know, if they can keep up, you know, with what they're doing, I think they could survive. But I think the major banks, I think that it's only going to be just a few of them. I think just a transition is coming.
So I guess credit card companies, you're talking about Visa?
Yes.
Capital One?
Capital One.
American Express. Okay.
And I think that's it.
That are not banks. Yeah. Okay. Those are those three. Okay.
I think that's
it.
I really believe that that's just going to be it. And I don't know how all this stuff is going to play out because, like you were saying.
Yeah. So that takes out MasterCard. That takes out, like you said, Discovery just got bought out. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
They're going to merge. I think that it's just going to be like a merge. You know what I'm saying? And it's, and I think that that's just what's going to happen. So, and I don't know how that's going to affect us, the people. And I think that's what we got to really pay attention to. It's interesting to see these moves that these moves happen.
Yeah, so start getting your financial affairs in order. You know what I'm saying? It could be good or bad. I don't know.
We don't know.
But that shows how.
But somebody know. Somebody knows something. Because there's no way this just comes out. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody knows something for this to happen.
And certain things. I didn't even know. I guess everything's for sale. Like, who? I didn't know it even was for sale anyway, right? But $35 billion, bro? That's crazy.
And to me, that's
that says to me, to discover what was happening with you, right, that we don't know. Because you don't just, ain't nobody just walk in and be like, hey, let's get it. No, somebody owes something. Somebody owes something. Something was happening.
I don't know what it is.
And Capital One, where you get that money from? Right? That's, if y'all been thing. Struggling and ain't giving us these great benefits,
I've been watching,
but
that.
Yet you could buy something for $35
billion? I was just reading on Yahoo Finance, and they was talking about how they were struggling, Capital One. They were trying to reorganize and revamp all the rewards and the all this different stuff. Now all of a sudden, y'all just got billions of dollars to be like, all right, well, let's just take over Discover and we good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Last thing I got to talk about, man, I know we discussed for the A-Square podcast that we finna bring y'all for Black History Month, bring y'all a person to talk about, bro. Yeah. So let's do it a little different today, though, man. I like that. Let's get the people a little bit what to look for, man. So watch this.
Here we go. A-Square Podcast, your boy DJ A-Ron, alongside my brother, as always, Cornbread. And this is a special segment that my brother Antonio came up with that we're doing during the History Month. I call it the History Month. It's not just Black History Month, but this is a History Month. Just shining a light on everything that's happened, not only just in our community, but the world. You know what I'm saying? And Antonio, you brought up a great idea. And why don't you let the people know what that is one more time? For the people who hadn't heard about it.
So he's lying, because this is our idea that he came up with. He created the idea, and I just added some extra spice to it. But we're sitting here at Centennial Olympic Park in Atlanta, very historic. You know, 1996 was the Olympics here. Yes, it was bombed here. So we're about to head here and go to the African American Museum. You know what I'm saying? Civil Rights Museum, historic, a lot of Black history in there, Black wealth, Black knowledge. And so each week during February, we're going to come up with a person we want to highlight, right, for Black History Month, or History Month, as Aaron
History
says.
Month.
So you want to do the honors, or you want me to go first?
Do the honors, brother.
All right. So this week, I wanted to find somebody who is homegrown. So this person is from Chicago, Illinois. And then we get to tap into the creativeness of this individual.
Right.
So that individual's name is Aaron McGruder. All right. Aaron McGruder. He's an individual who created the Boondocks.
Oh, wow.
If you didn't know that, right? So out there, Comedy Central, Adult Swim, Boondocks, classic series, Black series. And so this individual used to write them, and I think he wrote it for, like, Maryland. It used to be on those strips of comic strips, and then it became popular in Maryland, and somebody was like, hey, let's try to give this a TV series. And they did. So shout out to Aaron McGruder. Him and his partner had a couple issues. That's why they didn't, you know, do more seasons of that. But he went to go and, like, let's say, produce and write on Black Jesus as well. So shout out to him for making a staple in the world of creation and cartoons, and a staple for Black series that, you know, we don't get that many chances, especially in cartoons.
Right.
Ain't that many Black cartoons. So Boondocks, he created that. So I want to give a shout out to him, man. So that's my person I want to bring this week. So who you got, DJ?
So, man, this was very near and dear to my heart, if I'm being very honest. This guy, man, He's done a lot for our community in Central Illinois. And he means a lot to us. He means a lot to our people in Central Illinois. So his name is Gervais Wright, man. And, you know, he had a vision. And one of his vision is athletic apparel to high schools, you know, colleges. And he wanted to put the apparel out there for these young athletes to go out and perform in. And, you know, we always see Nike and we always see Adidas and we always see all these different major brands that, you know, people start with multi-million dollars worth of money to help them get started. And he didn't start that way. He started from the ground up. And Gervais has been able to get help from a lot of sponsors. And, you know, one of the things about Gervais that I like the most, man, is he's not afraid to share the knowledge. And because, and a lot of people are afraid to share the knowledge of how to, you know, get capital for your business, how to build your business and whatnot. And that brother was able to sit down with me, Antonio, and talk to me about building equity in my company, helping me get funding from my company and share knowledge. And people don't normally do that. And not only is he doing, he's has uniforms for the University of Illinois now.
Right.
The
huge.
High schools in our in our community.
Huge.
And he's done this, and he's done this with our support, and we're going to continue to support him. And just like you saying, man, about we don't have a lot of these people around that are doing these things. And that's why it's important for me to highlight Gervais Wright on today and just say thank you, brother, for showing us the way. Thank you for believing in yourself and showing us that if you do believe in yourself, you could do anything, man. And so I just want to say thank you for that and keep going, man. That's my person, man.
No, Gervais, shout out to
Shout out to leaders.
Shout out to Gervais, man. If you're watching us on YouTube, obviously you can see the backdrop and see where we at. But if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple, all right, check on YouTube, man. We on there, too. We on all platforms.
At A Square Podcast. At A Square Podcast on YouTube. Hit us up, man.
Yep. So we everywhere, but we about to go into this museum. I've been there a couple times. Aaron has not been there, so I'm excited to see what he thinks about and then the knowledge he's going to drop on the next week episode about what he thought about it. So.
Yeah, I haven't been to this one, man. I've been to multiple others, but this is – this is an excitement. It's a beautiful day out here, man. It feels great, about 65 degrees. We just ate. We feeling good, man. Man, tell them about the lunch, though, real quick. Tell them about the lunch. What you get? What was on your plate?
I'm not going to tell them where we ate because they ain't sponsoring the episode,
that's
so they got to figure it out.
That's a fact.
They can pay us, and we'll tell them. But had a little lamb chop, you know what I'm saying? A little mac and cheese, little cornbread. Easy work.
I got them turkey wings, man. I'm a little big right now, y'all. But we're going to walk it off. We're going to get some content for y'all. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, do it now, asquarepodcast.com. And, man, just keep it locked. Keep it tuned in, man. I am DJ A-Ron. This Cornbread. And Cornbread, what you always tell the people.
Cornbread 1016. Keep your shoes by your feet. And stay tuned for the rest of the episode. Holla at your boy. Peace.
Get it. One thing that we didn't talk about last week was the new Kanye Ty Dolla $ign album. You know, I understand what you were saying before. You just want the music, bro. You don't want no gimmicks, all that extra stuff. You ain't want none of that stuff. You just want just give me the music, right? So Kanye put out the music. I want to get your take on it, and then I'm going to give you mine. So let's talk about that.
So, thank you for not doing as many gimmicks as this, right? The things that I saw out there were he was in battles with sampling battles,
right,
with like the Osbournes and other stuff like that, right? Because that's Kanye.
Kanye's
always sampled, so that's nothing new. Right. But he wanted it cleared before so he could put it out there.
Which it did not get cleared.
It didn't clear.
So he said, oh, well. he said,
and I think he started sampling his own music because he knew at least it was cleared. So let me create that. So thank you for not doing that. I have mixed feelings. I don't think I listened to the album twice. I don't know if I'll go back to it, but that doesn't mean a bad thing, right? I wasn't mad that I listened to it. It's very Kanye West, which I do like. It's nothing, not saying the gospel music was gimmicky for Kanye West. It's just, it was different for him, right? And I listened to it, but now it feels like he's going back to the old Kanye. So even his raps, sounds like he's writing these raps, not Saha the Prince and everybody else, right? Like, it sounds like he's wrote this because now he might have something to talk about.
Right.
You know, he's talked about Kim a lot, money, his daughter's on the track, you know what I'm saying? So I do appreciate that. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know. Ty Dolla $ign, it, to me, was more of an afterthought in a lot of these songs. Like, it's some certain features, had different people. Like I said, to me, it was a Kanye production, Kanye tracks. I liked them, but it's, I'm holding Kanye to a high bar, and I don't think it met it. So it's just like, okay, thanks for the new music. I'll take it. You know, I might hear a couple in the club, but other than that, it just is what it is. But that was my take, man.
So I think you hit it on the head when you said the production. Kanye production is next level when his ear for music and sound. It's like I used to hate when people say, man, you got to hear it in the car, you know what I'm saying, on a certain system. But now, the older I get and the more music I listen to, I understand, because sometimes you don't hear those sounds when you're listening to it in your headset and whatnot, right? So when I first listened to it, I'm like, man, he in his bag on these beats. I don't care who's in the studio with him. I don't care who's in there with him. These beats, the sounds, the sound, everything just sounds amazing. That was my takeaway from it. To me, I leave it there because Kanye's lyrics are not good to me. He's never really been, to me, this certain bar lyricist, right? I think he gets on the track and it's good. That doesn't mean he's the Jay-Z or the Nas or people, you know, the Coles, whoever we look up to in lyric world, but he sounds good on the tracks. The tracks sound amazing, and it's great production on there. So that's kind of how I took from it. I did the same thing you did, actually. I listened to it all the way through twice. But it's not something that I feel like I'm going to continue to be like, oh, I got to hear that today. I got to hear that today. If I hear it, it's cooking. It's cooking. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's a solid album. I think he did good on this.
I agree.
Without the gimmicks of the Donda. And also, I want to shout him out on this too. So Kanye put the album out during the Super Bowl. Usher's album is out. Apple takes his music off of Apple. I don't know if you knew this.
I don't have Apple Music. So
Apple took Kanye's album off of Apple completely, because it's the Apple halftime show, right? Who got the deal with Apple and the halftime show is Usher. You're not going to outshine, you know what I'm saying, what we got going on. Obviously, it's a streaming game. You know, this is how they play their games, right? So
that's when he sold his items for like $20 too, right? Wasn't it like the Super Bowl, Kanye? So like his whole website was like $20.
It was like $20.
Yeah, $20 an item. But he like
but
made
I don't
like
homeless clothes anyway.
Yeah, he made like $20 million or $200 million. I don't know what
it was,
brilliant but it was brilliant.
It was a brilliant play.
But yeah, I'm with you.
I might have got some socks. I might have got the leggings. I might have got them leggings.
I'm not.
Well, yeah. So I thought that was dope. What he did, them taking him off of there, that was trash. But for him to go and sell almost, I think it's 150,000 units or whatnot, that's incredible. Without the backing of, you know what I'm saying, the other streaming platforms. Because I know he had an issue with Tidal. I know he had some issues with Spotify. And it was at one point where the album was up and then it was down. And then the album was up and then it was down. You know, that just shows that these people are playing. They can do what they want to do, really. You know what I'm saying? If they want to try to shadow ban you, obviously they're showing you in your face that they can do that. And that I don't like the industry. I don't like the industry and the way they do that. But salute to him. I think that with everything that has happened over the past couple of years with him, you would think that this cancel culture is so real, but it's being proven that you can't necessarily cancel somebody. If the product is good, the product is good. So you might not like the person, but that's kind of how I look at it. But yeah, knowing that now, knowing that, you know, hearing that they was taking it off and it was going up and down and he still was able to accomplish this, what you think?
Persevere through that. I think it's good, but I also think that's Kanye though. I think people make it harder for Kanye, right? But he also makes it harder for other people.
Yeah.
So
he makes it harder for Kanye.
That's what I'm saying. So that's just his journey, his story, it just is what it is. You're not gonna get any extra attention from me, you're not gonna get any extra energy from me because I see it, but I'm still gonna support because I care about the music at the end of the day, right? I don't care about the antics. So if you're producing great music, I'm gonna listen to it twice, but past that, I'm not gonna follow you. I'm not gonna do none of that stuff, man. You wilding out, man. So,
last thing I got, since we own music, I'm just gonna close out mine with this. We Are the World documentary. I believe it's on Netflix. Michael Jackson and everybody in the world that was on that record. They show the making of the song. And I had no idea. It's so much that went into that song in a very short amount of time, Antonio, that it is the most incredible musical documentary I've ever seen, because we have never seen this amount of star power in a room. And Berry Gordy, for him to get all of them in that room to make that song, and then some of them was in there drunk as hell, and you got Michael Jackson standing in there, you got Stevie Wonder in there, you got Diana Ross in there, you literally anybody you can imagine, you got Michael telling somebody, hey my man, sing it like this, like do it like that, and then he do it the absolute opposite way. Mike said it's just some hilarious parts in it. But the thing is, one thing I didn't know, Antonio, is that he only had 24 hours to get this track done.
Oh, shit.
24 hours. And he was able to pull all of those people into one room to make that song. And it is incredible. I've never seen anything like it. And for them to do that and pull it off and do that.
What's the documentary on?
I think it's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah. I'll put it in the link in the description. But yes, it is completely incredible. And again, like just for them to pull that star power in that room.
You got that on Netflix that you watched. There's a series. If you watch Cornbread Movie Review, we just talked about Griselda.
Yep.
Griselda's on Netflix. Echo is on Disney Plus, so you can watch that with your kid. It's TVMA though, so I don't know if you can watch it with your kid or not. But that's like Disney's first TVMA. Couple movies came out. The Bob Marley movie came out.
Let me stop you
Origin,
right here real quick before we go,
else,
I got nothing to say, bro.
Go ahead.
Because we about, on the A-Square podcast.
Talk about it next week. Give time.
I'm not going to talk about the movie.
Okay.
I'm not going to talk about the movie. I'm saying this. Antonio and I are about keeping the same energy, bro. We don't play on this side of the fence and on this side of the fence. We need answers from the music people, from the movie people out there, the production people out there. Are there or are there not any more black actors?
And that's what I was talking about. Let's talk about that next week. Let's unpack that.
We'll unpack that next week. We got to figure this out.
We got to unpack that, man. So episode 192, we getting to it. We got some things coming up, cooking up for episode 200 and for this year, bro. So stay tuned for that. DJ, what's up, man?
Hey, man, you ready to eat, bro?
Yeah, let's go eat, man. Let's go eat.
I need turkey wings and some greens, yams. I'm down here in the South, baby. We finna get to it. It's the A-Square Podcast. It's boy DJ A-Ron here. Cornbread right here, man. Antonio, what do you always tell the people, bro?
Shout out to Wolfman Beer Care.
Always.
Like and subscribe to the channel. Go to our website and subscribe that we send out.
A-SquarePodcast.com.
So when we send out notifications that our episode's out, if you don't subscribe to like Spotify, Apple, and stuff like that, you know that you can follow us and listen to our new episode, all right? But definitely keep your shoes by your feet. And I ain't got no shoes on or socks. So I'm about to go get them. I'm about to go get them right now just because I never know.
Because I never know.
That rule applies to me too, bro. So.
Until next time, y'all, we out of here. Peace.